Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia. Quia quem merovis deportare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia.
This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding over the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. First Saturday, Devotions, Mass, in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Immaculate Heart. Prayer before Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Almighty and ever-living God, I approach the sacrament of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I come sick to the doctor of life, unclean to the fountain of mercy, blind to the radiance of eternal life, poor and needy to the Lord of heaven and earth. Lord, in your great generosity, heal my sickness, wash away my defilement, enlighten my blindness, enrich my poverty, and clothe my nakedness. May I receive the bread of angels, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, with humble reverence, with the purity and faith, the repentance and love, and the determined purpose that will help to bring me to salvation. May I receive the sacrament of the Lord's body and blood in its reality and power. Kind God, may I receive the body of your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, born from the womb of the Virgin Mary, and so be received into his mystical body and numbered among his members. Loving Father, as on my earthly pilgrimage I now receive your beloved Son under the veil of a sacrament, may I one day see him face to face in glory, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Esper urges me, Domine, is opoet mundabor. Lavabis me, et super nivem deabor. Miserere mei Deus, secundum magna misericordiam tuam. Glori Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Asperges me.
Ostende nobis Domine, misericordiam tuam, et salutare tuum da nobis. Domine, exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus, exalte nos, Domine, Sancti Pater, Omnipotens, Eterni Deus, et mitere digneris sanctum angelum tuum de celis, qui custodiat, poviat, protegat, visitet, atque defendat omnes habitantes in hoc tabernaculo, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Actiones nostras quisumus Domine, aspirando, prevene et adduvando, prosecere, ut cuncta nostra operatio a te semper incipiat, et per te coepta finiatur, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen. Confite mihi Domino quoniam bonus, quoniam in saeculum misericordia eius. Confiteor Deo omnipotenti et beate Maria semper Virgini et beato Dominico Patre nostro et omnibus sanctis et vobis fratres qui peccavi nimus cogitatione locutione opere et omissione mea culpa precor vos orare pro me. Amen. Misereatur vestri omnipotens Deus, et emittat vobis omnia peccata vestra, liberat vos ab omni malo, salvet et confirmat in omni opere bono, et perducat vos ad vitam aeternum. Amen. Absolutionem et remissionem omnium peccatorum vestrorum tribuat vobis, omnipotens et misericors Dominus. Amen. Adjutorium nostrum in nomine Domini. Afferra nobis Domine, cunctus iniquitatis nostras, ut ad sancta sanctorum puras meriamur mentibus introire per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Salve, radix sancta, salve, mundi gloria. O Maria flos virginum, velut rosa, veli lilium. Tuum pro nobis de precare filium. Alleluia, alleluia. Gratias super, gratiam. Mulier sancta et pudorata. Gloria, Patri et Filio, et Spiritui Sancto, sic ut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Christe, te eleison. Christe, ste eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus bonae voluntatis. Laudamus te, benedicimus te, adoramus te, glorificamus te, gratias agimus tibi, propter magnam gloriam tuam. Domine Deus, rex celis, Deus pater omnipotens. Domine Filii Unigenite, Iesu Christe, Domine Deus Agnus Dei, Filius Patris, quitolis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Quitolis peccata mundi, suscepe deprecationem nostram, qui sedes ad exterram patris, miserere nobis. Quoniam tu solus sanctus, tu solus dominus, tu solus altissimus, Iesu Christe, cum sancto spiritu, in gloria Dei Patris. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo. Oremus.
All-powerful God, we rejoice in the protection of the Holy Virgin Mary. May her prayers help us to free us from all evils here on earth and lead us to eternal joy in heaven. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever. Amen.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
A reading from the prophecy of Zechariah. Sing, rejoice, daughter of Zion, for I am coming to dwell in the middle of you. It is the Lord who speaks. Many nations will join the Lord. They will become his people, but he will remain among you, and you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. But the Lord will hold Judah as his portion in the Holy Land, and again make Jerusalem his very own. Let all mankind be silent before the Lord, for he is awakening and is coming from his holy dwelling.
Deo gratias. Dilectus meus mihi, et ego ili, qui pascitur in te Lia, donec aspiret dies. et inclinetur sicut ies veni circumdabunte eam
Domine, sit in cordo me, et in labis meis, et pronunciandum sanctum evangelium pacis.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannum. Gloria tibi, Domine. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clovis, and Mary of Magdala. Seeing his mother and the disciple he loved standing near her, Jesus said to his mother, Woman, this is your son. Then to the disciple he said, This is your mother. And from that moment, the disciple made a place for her in his home. per evangelica dicta, deliantur nostro delicta.
Today we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, Mass in honor of the Blessed Virgin Mary, her Immaculate Heart, in accord with the first five Saturdays devotion that Mary, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of the Rosary, asked the children of Fatima to convey to the entire church as her messengers, that if people prayed the rosary daily and if they made the first five Saturdays, that they would not die alone, but would die in the presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and that they would persevere in the face of great darkness, great apostasy, led from the top down, that would befall the church unless Russia was consecrated by name by the Holy Father in union with all the bishops to Mary's Immaculate Heart. In the devotion of the five Saturdays, we place our trust, our total trust, in Mary's proclamation that in the end, her Immaculate Heart will triumph over the machinations of the devil. That, as we see in the book of Genesis, Mary will crush the head of the ancient serpent, the devil. And if the consecration is done, there will be peace, but most importantly, a return to the church through first five Saturday devotions, leading to the salvation of souls as Mary, our spiritual mother, a personification of the church promised at Fatima. We see significantly that Mary appeared to three very small children at Fatima to be her messengers. We see in the 21st century, since the mandate of heaven, Our Lady of Fatima, Our Lady of the Rosary, has not been heeded by any of the popes since 1917, that everything that Mary foretold without the consecration of Russia by name, it has come about, that it is indeed true that Russia, this former Soviet Union, communism, has spread its errors throughout the world without the consecration. And where do we see the errors being spread but here in the United States? We have a president who first and foremost is president of one world government, satanic one world government, an antichrist president, who first and foremost is president of Planned Parenthood International. This is one world government. This is satanic new world order, antichrist reign, to have mothers murder their children
in their own womb, many times being forced by the biological fathers of those children as well. I believe this is why Mary came to little children to give this revelation, the mandate of heaven, again, as a spiritual mother, deeply concerned, to say the least, deeply protected in the power of God and the Holy Spirit of all children created in the image and likeness of God, down the centuries to the end, seeking, of course, as our spiritual mother, the mother of the church, the mother of the Eucharist, their eternal salvation, protecting them from murder in biological life, but also seeking their salvation, the salvation of their mothers and fathers as well, against this horrible sin of abortion. And beyond this horrendous sin of abortion, murder of children by their mothers and fathers in the womb before they even see the light of day, we also have the tremendous evil of child sex slavery, which is apparent in the church, was covered up by the hierarchy of the church through a secretive letter by Pope John the 23rd, recently canonized a saint, Crimen Solicitationis, criminal solicitation, which in the context of the confessional, keeping the seal of the confessional, obviously a very high and great value in the ministry of the church, made the seal of the confessional a means of cover-up of everyone involved, from priest to their victims. Again, imposing the seal of absolute secrecy on everyone involved in the name of the integrity of the seal of confession. This is very, very evil. And yet, since 1963, when this letter was authored and secretly sent to all the bishops of the world, as we've seen in almost the last 10 years of media, secular media exposure of child sex slaving, the rite of sodomy in the Catholic Church. And again, it's not the Catholic Church, it's demonic members of the Catholic Church participating in this, using their office as priests, as bishops, even as cardinals and popes, to facilitate child sex slave trafficking. Again, Mary at Fatima with these small children, we see the devil's assault on the innocence of children, and horribly, as Mary predicted, apostasy from the top to the bottom in the church, which we're seeing hundreds of millions of Catholics, no longer Catholics, no longer know the faith, no longer appreciate the Eucharist as the sacrifice of the Mass, the body and blood of Christ. Hundreds of millions apostatizing from the church in order to be members, not of the church, but of Satan's new world order, going to Planned Parenthood for contraception, for abortions, for sterilization, just this tremendous evil. We see, sadly, Pope Francis, again, it, just like the Crimen Solicitationis, you know, allegedly the best of intentions to preserve the secrecy, the seal of the confessional in investigating clerics who use the confessional in order to assault, you know, children, even adults. But again, we see in Pope Francis's first mass of the new year, proclaiming in as head of the Rockefeller's Interfaith Church, Rockefellers are behind Planned Parenthood, that you know, the all the churches, all the religions need to come together against human trafficking and human slavery, but not a mention about child sex slave trafficking. It's very similar to our local mayor of Houston's charade, facade of care. That's all it is, since the community that elected her, Montrose community, and clerics in the church are the greatest consumers of child sex slaves. But her having twice, you know, shine the light, big theatrical event, spectacle about how concerned she is about Houston, number one capital of child sex slave trafficking in the world. It goes all the way back to the 30s, to the Galveston Free State, where there were more prostitutes, I should say slaves, sex slaves, not prostitutes, since they keep none of the money, per capita than any other place in the whole world. And that is still true today. Planned Parenthood, I-45, where I'm going after the celebration of this Mass to continue the first Saturday devotions, was founded by the local cardinal and bishop, Cardinal DiNardo, who's also a member of organized crime. He's a member of the Fratida crime syndicate that is huge in child sex slave trafficking down the 10 in both directions, and is huge in internet pornography that uses child sex slaves, abducted against their will, of course, in their pornographic sites. Cardinal DiNardo is a frequent dinner guest of Tilman Fertitta, who uses child sex slaves in his casinos as well, at the restaurants that Tilman Fertitta owns. So on a higher level, we have the Pope completely eclipsing child sex slave trafficking, which is rampant among the hierarchy and clergy, religious orders in the Catholic Church, has been clearly shown, and focusing on domestic slavery, you know, or slavery, using slave labor in shrimp boats off the coast of Thailand, which this is the exact same thing that Mayor Parker did in Shine the Light. And subsequently, there's never been one arrest for child sex slave trafficking. None of the child sex slave trafficking children who are trafficked have ever been set free. They're certainly not going to end up arresting Fertitta, who gives them all these campaign contributions, like our governor new governor, Abbott, who was, as Attorney General, orchestrated the exoneration of Dr. Douglas Carpin, a horrendous abortionist, but also took massive campaign contributions from Tillman Fertitta. And that money comes out of child sex slave trafficking. And again, what's the payoff? A blind eye. A blind eye to child sex slave trafficking, focusing on so-called domestic slaves, workplace slaves, which is very, very important as well. But the eclipse, as far as child sex slaves, is horrible. And I see Pope Francis, who some say that is being blackmailed because of the preponderance of child sex slave trafficking in the church, turning a blind eye to child sex slave trafficking. Just as Pope Francis says nothing about abortion, says nothing about contraception or sterilization, about Planned Parenthood, the UN, sterilizing young girls against their will, without their knowledge, in African countries. The African bishops have come out and said this. Francis is silent. He's silent. So some people think that the church now is being blackmailed to support everything from, you know, carbon taxes, from alleged climate change, to silence on child sex slave trafficking, abortion, contraception, and sterilization, GMOs. You know, Francis never says anything about the adulteration, horrible adulteration by such Sinaloa Federation-connected corporations as Monsanto, Alpha Corp, Dionysus Garza was called the Seed King, Father Marcial Delgado, you know, used his influence with JP2, his total creature, his total dupe, to get GMOs by Monsanto seeds in Mexico, BP corn, passed ethically by councils, committees, scientific councils, ethical committees that he was on in the Vatican. So we're almost completely under Masonic occupation, the Vatican, which cannot be equated with the Catholic Church. The Vatican's under occupation. The Pope is not in control of his own papacy. He seems to be the perfect Masonic Illuminati Pope, in that the end, as the Alta Vendita, the Carabinieri document that was uncovered in the 19th century said, we don't want a Pope that's actually one of us, actually a Mason. We want a Pope that ultimately nobody listens to. Whether they support him or whether they don't, we want a Pope that no one listens to as Pope. This is their end. And with the speaking out of both sides of his mouth, the confusion that Pope Francis actively encourages, we see that this conspiracy that the Masons and the New World Order, ultimately Satan, has been working on for centuries and centuries, seems to be coming to fruition in our own day and age. Perhaps by 2017, unless the consecration is done of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which would be so spiritually appropriate at this point, as it was at any point, then again, Mary also says that nations will be annihilated. We are facing nuclear war with Russia. And it is the New World Order globalists, people like Henry Kissinger, Zbigniew Brzezinski, you know, Fox News, Rupert Murdoch, all of these Rothschild globalists, they want, they've always wanted a nuclear war in order to quickly and efficiently, them in their own bunkers, there's over 250 of them in the United States, in their own bunkers, surviving this mass extinction, this mass depopulation of the world, again, through murder, abortion, which is not fast enough. So we offer this mass in reparation for sins committed against the Immaculate Heart of Mary and the Sacred Heart of Jesus, my own, and of the Church. We remember the intentions of all those who have asked us to pray, as we do in the Liturgy of the Mass. And we also remember those who have died, as we do in the Liturgy of the Mass, and the poor souls in purgatory. We especially pray for Pope Francis. We pray that as the successor of Peter, he might hear and immediately consecrate Russia by name, in union with all the bishops of the world, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the mandate of heaven, Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Father, receive the gifts we bring in memory of your holy martyrs. Keep us strong in our faith and in our witness to you. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Quid retribuam Domino pro omnibus, quae retribuat mihi? Calicem salutare sacipiam, et nomen Domine invocabo.
Suscipe Sancti Trinitas hoc oblationem, quam tibi offero in memoriam, passionis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, et presta, ut in conspecto tuo tibi placens ascendat, et meum et omnium fidelium salutem apparetel aeternum.
Lavabo inter intercentes manus meus, et circumdabo authori tuum Domine, ut audiam vocem laudis et honorem universa mirabilia tua, Domine, delexe decorum domus tuae, et locum habitationes gloriae tuae. In spiritu humilitatis et in animo contrito, suscipiamur Domine a te, et sic fiat sacrificium nostrum, ut a te suscipiatur odie,
et placiet tibi, Domine Deus.
Orate, fratres.
Ut meam hoc vestrum pariter in conspecto Domine sit acceptum sacrificium. Domine, exaudi orationem meam, et clamor meus a te veniat. Lord, accept the prayers and gifts we present today as we honor Mary, the Mother of God. May they please you and bring us your forgiveness and help. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Dominus vobiscum, et cum spiritu tuo, sursum corda, habemus ad Dominum. Gratias agamus Domino Deo nostro, dignum et justum et vere dignum et justum est, ecum et salutare, nos tibi semper et ubique, gratias agere. Domine sancti pater, omnipotens aeterne Deus, quia per incarnati verbi mysterium. Nova mentis nostre oculis lux tuae claritatis infusit, ut num vis habiliter Deum cognoscimus, per hunc in invisibilium amorem rapiamur. Et ideo cum angelis et arcangelis, cum tronus et dominationibus, cumque omni militia celestis exercitus. Hymnum gloriae tui canimus sine fini dicentes. Sanctus, 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 Dominus Deus Sabaoth, pleni sunt caeli et terra. Gloria tua, Hosanna
non in excelsis. Benedictus qui venit in nomine Domini. Hosanna, in excelsis.
Dedicer clementissimi Pater, per Jesum Christum, Filium Tuum, Dominum Nostrum. Supplices rogamus acquitimus, ut te accepta abeas, et benedicas. Hec dona, hec munera, hec sancta sacrificia illibata. In primusque tibi offerimus pro ecclesia tui sancta catholica, quam pacificare, custodire, adunare et regere digneris, todo orbe terrarum, una cum familo, tuo Papa nostro, Franciscus et antistite nostro, Gidre et omnibus orthodoxis, atque catholicae et apostolicae fidei cotoribus. Memento Domine familiarumque tuorum, et omnium circumstantium, quorum tibi fides cognita est, et nota devotio pro quibus tibi offerimus, per qui tibi offeran hoc sacrificium laudes pro se, suasque omnibus, pro redemptionem ad amorem suorum, pro spes salutis et incolumitatis suae, tibi quae redunt vota sua eterno Deo, vivo et vero. Communicantes et memoriam venerantes in primus gloriosae semper Virginis Maria, Genetricis Dei et Domini Nostri Jesu Christe, communicantes et diem sacrantissimum, Beate Maria inter Marata Virginitas huic mundo edidet Salvatorum, sed et memoriam venerantes in primos eustem gloriosae semper Virginis Maria Genetricis, eustem Dei et Domini Nostri Jesu Christe. Sed et Deatorum apostolorum ac martyrum tuum, Petri et Pali, Andrea, Jacobi, Ioannis, Tome, Jacobi, Felipe, Bartolome, Matte, Simonis et Thaddeus, Lini, Cliti, Clementis, Christi, Cornelius, Cipriani, Laurentii, Chrysogoni, Ioannis et Pali, Cosme et Damiani, et omnium sanctorum tuorum quorum meritis precebusque concedas, ut in omnibus protectionem tuae muniarmur exilio per eundum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Hanc igitur oblationem servitutis nostrae, sed et cum te familiae tui quasamus Domine, ut placatus accipias Deusque nostros in tui pace disponas, atque ab aeternam damnatione nos arripe, et in electorum tuorum ubes grege numerare, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Quam oblationem tu, Deus, in omnibus quesemus benedictione adscritum, ratam rabisiel ranasiabilem, acceptabilemque facere digneris ut nobis, corpus et sanguis, fiat delectissimi filii tui Dominum nostri Jesu Christe, qui pridie. Quam Pater etur accipit panem in sanctos hoc venerabilias manus suas, et elevatus oculis in celum, a te Deum Patrem suum omnipotente, tibi gratiat,
benedixit, fregit, dedique discipulus suis, dicens, accipite et manducate ex hoc omnes, hoc est, enim corpus meum. Simili modo postquam chonatum est accipiens et hum placlarum calicem in sanctas ac venerabilis manus suis item tibi gratias agens benedixit dedique discipulus suis dicens accipite et bibite ex eo omnes hic est enim calis sanguinis mei novi et eterni testamente mysterium fidei, qui provovis et promotus infundetur in remissionem peccatorum, hei quotiascumque faceritis in mei memoriam pacietis. Unde et memores, Domine, nos servi tui, sere pleb tui sancta, eutem Christi filii tui, Domine nostre, tam beate passiones, nec non ab in feras resurrectiones, sed et in celos gloriose ascensiones, afferimus pleclara majestatis tui, de tuis donos ac datus. Ostiam puram, ostiam sanctam, ostiam immaculatum, panem sanctum vitae aeternae, et calicem salutis perpetuae. Superque propitio serino voto respicere digneris, et accepta avere, secuti accepta avere dignatus es munera, puere tui ute abel, et sacrificium patriarche nostre avere, et quad tibi obtidit sumus sacerdos tuis Melchisedec, Sanctum sacrificium immaculatum ostium. Supplices te rogamus, omnipotens Deus, ubi ec profiri per manus sancti angeli tui in sublima altari tuum, in conspecto divina majestatis tui, et quod ex hoc altaris participationi sacro sanctum filii tuim. Corpus et sanguinem subserimus omni benedictione celesti et gratia repleamur per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Memento esian, Domine, familiarum familiarumque tuorum, qui nos precesserant cum signo fidei et dormium in somno pacis. Ipsos Domine et omnibus in Christo quiescentibus locum refrigeriri, luces et pacis, ut in logias deprecamur, per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Nobis quoque peccatoribus, familis tuis, de multitudine miseratione tuorum sperantibus, partem aliquam, et societatem denare digneris, cum tuis sanctis apostolis et martiribus, cum Ioanne, Stefano, Mattea, Barniba, Ignatio, Alandro, Marcellino, Petro, Felicitate, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucia, Agnite, Cecilia, Anastasia, et omnibus sanctis tuis, intra quorum nos consortium, non est amator meriti, sed benie quas sumus largitor admite, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen.
Perquem hic omnia, Domine, semper bona creas, sanctificas, vivificas, benedicis et prestes nobis.
per ipsum et cum ipso et in ipso, est tibi Deo Patri omnipotenti, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, omnis honor et gloria. Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Oremus. Precepti salutaribus moniti, et divina institutione formati, audemus dicere, Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuam. Adveniat regnum tuam, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in cielo et in terra. Panem nostram quotidianum, da nobis hodie, et dimite debitoribus nostris, sicut nos dimittibus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos ad malo.
Libra nos, quesemus Domine, ab omnibus malis preteribus presentibus et futuris, et intercete beata et gloriosa semper Virgine Dei Genetricis Maria, cum beatos apostolis tuis Petro et Paolo, atque Andrea, et omnibus sanctis, da propitias pacem in Deibus nostris, ut ope misericordiae tui ajute, et a peccato simus semper libere, et ab omni perturbatione secure, per eum dem Dominum nostrum, Iesum Christum, Filium Tuum, qui tecum vivat et regnat in unitate Spiritus Sancti Deus.
Per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Pax Domini in semper vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, miserere nobis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi. misere renovis. Agnus Dei, qui tollis peccata mundi, dona nobis pacem.
Hic sancro sancto comitio, corporis et sanguini Domini nostri Jesu Christi, fiat mihi et omnibus sumentibus, salus mentis et corporis, et ad vitam aeternam pomerandam atque copesendam preparatio salutaris, per eum dum Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Domini Jesu Christe, Filii Dei vive, qui ex voluntato Patris, cooperante Spiritu Sancto, per mortum tuam mundum vivificaste, libera me per hoc sancro sanctum corpus et sanguinem tuam ab omnibus iniquitatibus meis et universas malis, et fac me tuis semper inherere mandatis et a te numquam separare permitas, qui cum eum dem Deo Patre et Spiritus Sancti vivos et regnas Deus in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Ecce Agnus Dei, ecce qui tollet peccata mundi. Domine, nosum dignus ut intre sub tectum meam, sed tantum dic verbo et sanabitur anima mea. Corpus et sanguis Domini nostri Jesu Christi, custodia me ad vitam aeternam. Amen.
He's completely crazy in the confessional.
Oh, why did I say that? Oh.
Oh, quam speciosa facta est et suavis in delicis virginitatis. Sancta Dei genitrix, quam videntes filie Sion vernantem in floribus rosarum et lilies dedica verunt et regine lauda verunt eam.
Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo, oremus.
Lord, we are renewed with the sacraments of salvation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Mother of God come to realize the eternal redemption they promise.
Per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Dominus vobis cum, et cum spiritu tuo. Ite
missa est
Sancti Trinitas, obsequium servitutas mea, et presta ut sacrificium quad oculi tui majestatis indignus optime, tibi sit acceptabile, nihique et omnibus pro quibus idius optimi, si te miserante propitia vile, per Christum Dominum nostrum. Amen. Benedictio Dei Omnipotens Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti descenda super vos et mania semper. Amen. Dominus vobiscum. Anitium Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. In principio erat verbum, et verbum erat apud Deum, et Deus erat verbum. Hoc erat in principio apud Deum. Omnia per ipsum facta sunt, et sine ipso factum est nihil. Quod factum est, in ipso vita erat lux hominum, et lux in tenebre lucet, et tenebre eum non comprehenderam, fiat homo missus a Deo, cui nomen erat Ioannes, hic venit in testimonium, ut testimonium prohibirat de lumine, ut omnes crederant per illum. Non erat ille lux, sed ut testimonium prohibirat de lumine. Erat lux vera, quae illuminat omnem omnium venientem in hunc mundum. In mundo erat, et mundus per ipsum factus est, et mundus eum non cogidit. In propria venit, et sui eum non reciperat. Quod autem reciperant eum, dedit eis potestatem filius Dei fiere, is qui credant in nomini eos, qui non ex sanguinibus, neque ex voluntate carnis, neque ex voluntate vire, sed ex Deo nati sum. Et verbum caro factum est, et habitavit in nobis, et vidimus gloriam eos, gloriam quasi in geniti a Patri, plenum gratia et veritatis. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostri. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostre. Amen. Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Iesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et hora mortis nostre. Amen.
Salve, Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita, docedo, et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus, exsules filiebe. A te suspiramus, Jamentes et plentes, in hac lacrimorum ale. Ea ego, advocata nostra, filios tuos, misericordiis oculos, annos convete. Et Iesu, benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. Ora pro nobis sancti Dei genitris, ut digni officiar mortra missionibus Christi, oremus.
O God, our refuge and our strength, look down in mercy on the people who cry to Thee, and by the intercession of the glorious and immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, of Saint Joseph her spouse, of thy blessed apostles Peter and Paul, and of all the saints, in mercy and goodness hear our prayers for the conversion of sinners, and for the liberty and exaltation of our Holy Mother the Church, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the divine power, cast into hell Satan and with him all the evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Prayer of Thanksgiving after Mass by St. Thomas Aquinas. Lord, Father, all-powerful and ever-living God, I thank you, for even though I am a sinner, your unprofitable servant, not because of my worth, but in the kindness of your mercy, you have fed me with the precious body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that this Holy Communion may not bring me condemnation and punishment, but forgiveness and salvation. May it be a helmet of faith and a shield of goodwill. May it purify me from evil ways and put an end to my evil passions. May it bring me charity and patience, humility and obedience, and growth in the power to do good. May it be my strong defense against all my enemies, visible and invisible, and the perfect calming of all my evil impulses, bodily and spiritual. May it unite me more closely to you, the one true God, and lead me safely through death to everlasting happiness with you. And I pray that you will lead me, a sinner, to the banquet where, with you, your Son and the Holy Spirit, our true and perfect life, total fulfillment, everlasting joy, gladness without end, and perfect happiness to your saints. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Amen. This is Glory Latin Mass Radio and Blog Talk, the Shrine of Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady of Fatima, Cleveland, Texas. Father Christopher, Ordinance Predicatorum, presiding at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, in honor of the Immaculate Heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary, votive Mass for First Saturday Devotion.
Regina Caeli, letare, alleluia, qui aquae merovis portare, alleluia. Resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia. Ora pro nobis Dei, alleluia. Benedictio Dei omnipotenti, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descendet super vos et maniat semper. Amen.
Veritas, laudare, benedicere, predicare.